Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, once again, we come before you and your Word, knowing that you desire to teach us again more about yourself, about your ways, about your Son Jesus. And Lord, you want us to know how to live in this world. So we pray today that you will open our hearts and minds, our eyes, our ears, to those truths that you want to give us by your Holy Spirit. And Lord, then we ask that you would empower us to live according to those ways. And we'll give you thanks for doing so. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Death Toll to the King. It's taken from the book of Esther, chapter 9, and verse 11. After listing the names of the sons, or the 10 sons of Haman, whom the Jews killed while defending themselves against their enemies, in chapter 9 and verse 11 of the book of Esther, the writer of Esther goes on to tell how the reports of those slain were given to King Ahasuerus. We read, "On that day, the number of those that were slain in Shushan the palace was brought before the king." The verse begins, "On that day," this was the dreaded day for the Jews at one time. The 13th day of the month of Adar was to be the day of their extermination. As far as they knew, this one day would after or alter the fate of every Jew within the Persian Empire. No Jew would be safe if there was not a second edict given that gave provision for them to defend themselves. However, there was a second command given. And on that day, there was a different report given to the king than once thought by the Jews. The verse goes on to say, "The number of those that were slain in Shushan the palace was brought before the king." As those who must give an account in battle, someone provided the king with a report about the losses within his palace. We read in verse 6 of this chapter that 500 men were killed in the palace of Shushan alone. No doubt, as the accounting came in, there were great losses reported over all the kingdom. Can we imagine the king's reaction when he heard this news? At one point in time, the Jews thought themselves to be on the path to destruction. We remember their mourning, weeping, and sitting in sackcloth and ashes. There was an empire-wide fast called for by Esther to intercede on her behalf before she made an appeal to the king. Fate was uncertain, and devastation appeared to be on the horizon. We might feel this way sometimes. It seems that doom is our destiny, and without any intervention, demise will be our future. When these times occur, we must not forget to factor God into our circumstances. Without Him, there is no telling what our fate will be. But with Him, nothing shall be impossible. The report to the king was evidence that God intervened on behalf of the Jews. And if we look and listen long enough, we too will have testimony that God has been and is involved. Next time, we will see King Ahasuerus ask Esther another question. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His Word. In Jesus' name.